Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 125th UIEPT. Today, on the 18th of September, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of you, IEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success.
Now we may begin Section A of the listening test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 11.
Number 1.
I can't seem to connect to the internet.
Have you tried restarting your router? Sometimes that fixes connection issues.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 2.
I'm running late for work. There's no way I'll make it on time in this traffic.
Maybe you can call your boss and explain the situation. They might be understanding.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 3.
I think I locked myself out of the apartment again.
Do you remember hiding a spare key somewhere outside? Maybe under the welcome mat or in the flower pot?
What does the man suggest the woman look for? Number 4.
Jane's research project is causing issues.
Yes, she failed to get the necessary approvals from the ethics committee.
What does the woman say about Jane? Number 5.
I'm having trouble understanding the concept of photosynthesis. Can you explain it to me again?
Sure. Photosynthesis is the process by which green plants use sunlight to synthesize foods with the help of chlorophyll.
Who is the man? Number 6.
Are you going to attend the lecture or just study in the library?
I think I'll check out some books first.
Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 7.
Are you going to stay here and eat lunch with us?
I think I'll grab something to go and eat at my desk.
What will the man probably do next? Number 8.
Did someone call a plumber to fix the sink?
Yes, the plumber was called and the sink was repaired.
What does the woman imply? Number 9.
Who is the new editor of the magazine?
I heard that Jane replaced Michael as the editor.
What does the woman say about the magazine? Number 10.
Did you like the movie last night?
I didn't find it boring.
What does the man imply about the movie? Number 11.
I don't think the team can win the championship this year.
Well, it isn't impossible for them to win.
What does the woman say about the team's chances?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 12 to 15.
Good evening, cinephiles and casual moviegoers alike. It's been an intriguing year in cinema, with several emerging trends reshaping the landscape of film. One trend we've seen is the rise of international films in mainstream markets. Films like The Echo of Silence from Japan and The Color of Memories from Brazil have garnered critical acclaim and significant box office success. Another notable trend is the resurgence of black and white films, which offer a nostalgic yet fresh perspective in our era of high-definition color. A prime example is Shadows and Light, which won Best Cinematography at this year's Cannes Film Festival. We've also observed an increase in biographical films, with audiences showing great interest in the lives of historical figures and contemporary icons. The Painter's Canvas, based on the life of Frida Kahlo, has been particularly well received for its vivid storytelling and performances. Lastly, the superhero genre continues to dominate, but with a twist, there's a growing focus on complex narratives and character development, as seen in Guardians of Virtue. It's clear that while audiences crave the familiar, they also seek depth and diversity in their cinematic experiences.
This is the end of the recording.